Yeah, that I'm trying to win. Yeah. Like whatever you want to race, the competition. I don't know why.
You don't know why what?
It's amazing we're talking about this girl. did this girl I just want her to like me, you know?
It's so, like, go ahead.
No, it's just like, I'll do whatever. You know?
Yeah, so this is a very deeply embedded idea that works in a specific way, and the way it works is you earn love. You get it by what you produce. You get it by what you can put on the table. You get it either by some quality you show or some product you can show, that you have enough money or a big enough house or a nice enough car, or you're handsome enough or you're charming enough, whatever. But there has to be some kind of commodity, whether it's tangible or intangible, and that if you can come up with enough of the commodity or the right commodity, that's how people relate. That's how love happens. That's how people accept you.
Yeah.
So that deeply embedded central idea is the whole problem. Because if you live the rest of your life with that idea continuing, then you'll feel the way you feel now for the rest of your life. Because even if you become the president of the United States, it won't be enough. Because it's the idea that matters. The idea carries a fatal flaw within it. And the fatal flaw within it is whatever you achieve, it's never enough.
Why?
Because there's no reason. Because it literally comes with the idea. It's an illusion. It's an illusion that if you get the right thing or come up with enough, then you'll get the love. Because you really believe, because you hold this idea so deep, you really believe that's how it works.
Yeah, I do.
Yes. So the person who is suffering from that delusion, the person who believes that idea, can't see that embedded in it is this fatal flaw of no matter how much you get or whatever happens for you, it'll never be enough because the feeling comes first, the idea comes first. So it doesn't matter if you're a bum on the street or the president of the United States.
So you're saying I created this girl to come in and...
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying this idea runs your life.
But I'm saying the idea came and then I got the thing happened with the girl because of this idea, not the other way around. That's what you're saying. Because my response would be like...
The idea came first.
The idea came... Because my response would be like... That's how it is.
Yeah.
But you're saying the idea is creating.
I'm saying that's how it is. It looks to you that that's how it is because that's the power of the idea. Now, nobody gave you this idea. You didn't come up with this idea. You were born with this idea. This is how it works.